For the latest in Christian music, it's time for TRA News with the rockacrossaustralia.com's Cameron Want.
This week we look at Easterfest and examine why it enjoys continued success. Thousands of music lovers poured into stunning parklands in Toowoomba last weekend to check out some of the leading acts in Christian music. Audio Adrenaline, Reliant K, Sanctus Real, Lecrae and more than 100 Australian acts performed at the massive four-day big day out type event known as Easterfest. Festival director David Shanks says he was really impressed by the calibre of Aussie acts this year.
Last night at the Tiger Town show in the Palace, turned it into a winter wonderland with snow machines and Christmas trees, and it was just an enthralling show. Incredible music, a great live performance. The crowd were just almost overcome, I think, just really enthralled with the show. It was just great. And Beck Lawton on Saturday night, a show full of trapeze and acrobatics and people standing on each other's heads and dancers, not to mention the incredible tight band and Beck's amazing vocals. Again, just a world-class show, and I think by far one of the shows of the weekend.
Music historian and broadcaster Martin Fawkes agrees there were many standout acts at this year's Easterfest.
Many standout acts this year, including Audio Adrenaline. One of the city churches was taken over for 72 hours of continuous praise and worship, culminating with Ascend the Hill and United Pursuits in the park. A superb set on the main stage from Confluence of Gus launching the new album, The Black and the White of It. Old school R&B from some gentlemen who aren't particularly that young anymore. New World Sun, just amazing. Silver Cities, Daylight Hours, so much good stuff. In a sense, we're spoiled for choice. So much to do, so much to see. And of course, the answer is come back again next year.
Easterfest may be just a show for the music lovers, but the event attracts a broader audience interested in celebrating Easter. Dave Schenk, who lives in Toowoomba, highlights the festival's sense of community as an important ingredient to its continued success.
I really think that it's the sense of community is actually the biggest thing that keeps bringing people back. Obviously, a great lineup of artists. It certainly is probably the thing that is usually the attractor of people coming for the first time. But the more I talk to people who've come back year after year after year after year, well, they love that. It's gotten to the point where they really just come for the experience, the whole experience, including the sense of community that gets built up in the campsite amongst the crowd, meeting each other and making new friends. It's just an incredible people weekend.
Martin Fawkes, a visitor from Victoria, observes that the key to Easterfest's success, at least to him, is the unity within the local Christian community.
It's really driven by the unity of the churches in Toowoomba. It really is the pastoral oversight coming together, providing something for their community that actually impacts the nation at large. And so people are drawn together on Good Friday and Easter Sunday for church services. So there's a church service in the park, and there are church services at the churches. An extraordinary show of unity and a big event to close the festival on Sunday night brings together more than 10,000 Christians from all over the nation as well as from around Toowoomba. The feeling at that event is just extraordinary. People have put aside their differences and come together to say there are things that we believe in common, and we'll join hands and we will shout to our community and we'll shout to the world.
Finally, a reminder to check out the countdown of all your favourite Christian songs on the Rock Across Australia, Australia's official Christian music chart since 1999. Online at therockacrossaustralia.com. I'm Cam Want for TRA News.